Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamites, mitzvah 139, as we continue in Parshas Tzav. So the mitzvah we did yesterday was the Maisa of the Chatas, that the Avod of the Chatas of the Kohanim have to do. So related to that is a detail about Karban Chatas. If you look in the Psukim, the Pashtus of the Pasuk says one thing, and that is true, Lahalacha, but most of the discussion in Torah Shebaal Peh is about a Drusha based on the Pasuk. And that's what's gets most of the press in the Gemara. But it's one pasuk, Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Gimel. The call after we go through the whole process of chatas, as we discussed yesterday, the details of the zrikos of the chatas. Chatas zrikos, as we said, if you remember, are more detailed than any other karban. You have four. You have to do it on the corners. You have it's above the chutas sikra. So the details of the blood of the karban is more than any other karban. So then we spoke about how if the blood touches the beged or a kli, it also affects it. So now we have the last pasuk in this parsha, vav chav gimel. The kol chatas asher yuva midam el ol moed. First we'll translate it to pshuto. Any chatas that has its blood taken into the ol moed, which means the heichal, L'chaper bakodesh, to achieve atonement, lo se'achal should not be eaten, but esh tisarev should be burned. So what is the pashas of that pasuk? Any chatas that goes inside the Ohel Moed should not be eaten. So that's what the chinuch says at first. Shelo lechol mibsar chatos anasos bifnim. What's the mitzvah? Shelo yochlu hakonim mibsar hachatos anasos bifnim. Even though most karbanas chatas are burned on the major mizbeach, what's called the mizbeach hachitzon outside in the azara, most of it is burned there, that's kachim kachim. The fats are burned, and the meat is eaten by the kohanim. That's by most karbanas chatas. But there are a couple here and there that have special halachas. And its blood is not sprinkled on the mizbech achitzon, its blood is sprinkled in the heichal. Sometimes on the mizbech hazav, sometimes on the curtain towards the paroches, and sometimes, very rarely, in the kodesh kadashim itself. So the pashas of this pasuk is that by all of those chatos that have their blood sprinkled inside, those are off limits to eat. Those karbanas chatos have to be totally burned. Kohen is not allowed to eat them. That is the pashas of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Any chatos which has its blood brought in, you're not allowed to eat. So it's talking about a karban chatos that one of those special ones. Klomar, may osan chatos shayu mazid midaman b'mizbech apnimi shayu b'heichal. So for example, the karban on Yom Kippur. Right, the seer on Yom Kippur, the cow on Yom Kippur that's brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Where is that blood sprinkled? On by the Aron and by the Paroches, by the Mizbeach Hazav, or the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, which we learned about in Parshas Vayikra, the carbon that's brought on behalf of the Sanhedrin when they caused most of Klal Yisrael to do an Aveira. So not every Jew is chayav to bring a carbon, but rather the Beis Din brings one. Maybe each Shevet brings one. Either is machlokas, if you remember there. But those karbanas, those are two of the examples that are supposed to be sprinkled inside, so those are not allowed to be eaten. Shene emar, v'kol chatas, asher yuva, midam, elo amoed, l'chaber bakodesh, any chatas that is supposed to be brought inside to the olam oed to achieve forgiveness, lo se'achel, shall not be eaten, b'esh tisareif. It must be burned. V'lashon sifra, and the sifra also says, b'esh tisareif, kol shehu tan sreifa, la'avar, la'belos azeal achilaso, anything that has to be burned. These karbanos, all of these chatos, there is not one chatas that is supposed to have its blood sprinkled inside the heichal that is edible in halacha. All of them have to be burned. Different places they have to be burned. But they have to be burned. So all of those are usher to eat. The kolchata shedamatan azoya b'fnim, any chatas that needs to be sprinkled inside klomar b'mizbeach shahaya b'heichal, the little mizbeach in the heichal. Remember that mizbeach had three names. Each mizbeach had three names. The little mizbeach inside was called the mizbeach apnimi, mizbeach hazahav, or mizbeach haktoras. Those are the same thing. Three synonyms, because that's what captures the essence. It's gold, it's inside, and it's used for ktoras. There's no animals that are burned on that mizbeach. And the outer mizbeach, if you remember, mizbeach hachitzon, mizbeach hadachoshes, mizbeach haola, because that's the one that's used for the ola, which is the model carbon, and it's outside, and it's made out of copper. Right, so that's why. But here, this is talking about if any of the blood is any karban chatas that had its blood sprinkled inside, hayu nisrafin, it would be burned totally. Yadua hadavar mufresh b'ksuvim, it's known. V'kala chatos shelo hayu mazim idaman lefnim, and any karban chatas that does not have his blood inside, elab is be'ach shebachutz, the regular chatas, Nechalin, that is eaten. That's kachin kachin. That's to be eaten. The meat is eaten by the kohen. And that's what this pasuk is talking about. Shekol chata shedina b'sreifa lo yochlu mimena. Any chata that has to be burned should not be eaten. Uprati achatas. And the details. Eizem and Israv, Eizem and Eizem nochal. Mefurish makasev. And which one is burned, which one is eaten? That you know from the psukim. Look at the psukim. I'm not going to tell you. Fine, and whatever you can't understand from the psukim, look in zvachim. Good. Kfar Amarnu. So first we're going to talk about this for a minute, and then we're going to go to the drasha. Kfar Amarnu says the chiddush, just like he mentioned yesterday. Ki beprati akarbanos ein lanu behem esek. Though I've given reasons for many of the general ideas of karbanos, remember also what I said, that I can't explain every single detail and every message of every detail. So here, okay, you're not allowed to eat the ones that have to be burnt. I'm not going to suggest anything because that's a detail. I spoke about chatas already. I spoke about karbanos. I'm not going to suggest anything. The gam zemi prateim hu gam im nochalam lo nachal. This is just a detail of a mitzvah, so I'm not going to give a hashkafa behind it. But we're going to give a hashkafa behind it. The Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, right here, vav chav gimel, v'ha inyan. When he starts off like that, you know it's something. V'ho'inyan, this is the inyan, says the Meshech Chachma. D'nefesh ha'adam makbil l'mishkan ha'kavod. K'mo shemuvur etzleda b'makam acher. A person is parallel to the parts of the mishkan. D'kochos ha'seichel heima makbilim negen mishkan kvod Hashem asochech ala kruvim. The intellect, the seichel, the rosh, that's keneged the inside, that's the most inner pnimi place of a person is in his brain and his intellect. That's the most pnimi place of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Heichel, and that's the Kodesh Kadashim. That's what symbolizes the Seichel. V'lachein, and let me just say what he's going to say in a minute. And everything, the rest of our bodies, which are physical, which have to do with our feelings and physicality, that's the outside. That's the further out of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So he says, V'lachein, kol hachatos asher boi maldavar shizdono kareis, most karbanos that we bring, karbanos chatos, you know why we bring them? We did something b'shogeg. It's a b'shogeg. 99%, we mentioned two exceptions in the past, but basically it's because we did something shogeg. When we do an avir b'shogeg, it's basically because our body did it. Our mind didn't do it. We didn't know it was Shabbos. And I forgot. I forgot it was Shabbos. I didn't know this was Aser. I didn't know this was Treif. So all of these, we have to bring a carbon chatas for all of these. But it's because my body sinned, my mind didn't sin, there was a mistake. So that's why you have to bring a carbon chatas on the outside Mizbeach. Why? Because the outside Mizbeach symbolizes the rest of a person's body outside of his intellect, and that's what sinned. But if somebody does, what about the carbon on Yom Kippur? That's supposed to bring kapar for Klal Yisrael, even on the mazes. Even on the mazes, even things we did wrong, even with our seichel, that's why it has to be brought inside. What about the par halam davar shel tzibur, the one we just mentioned before? The Sanhedrin paskined incorrectly, and all Klal Yisrael followed them. But what's the root problem there? The intellect. The psak was the problem. So that is why that carbon, that blood, is inside. And that is why, also, says the Meshech Chachma, we'll read it inside, you can't eat from those karbanos. What's this specific? You can't eat. You know why you can't eat from those karbanos? Because eating symbolizes the physical. This carbon, the whole point of this carbon, is a problem with the seichel. A problem with the brain. You were mazed. Klal Yisrael was mazed, or the Sanhedrin was mazed. Or not mazed, just they didn't use their brain correctly. The intellect had a problem. That's why you can't touch these karbanos relating to, you're not allowed to eat them. What about the outsar karbanos? The problem was our physical goof. So we, on our level, we eat them. Why? Because we're Makadesh. We bring it on the outside, and then we're Makadesh the Basar. We sanctify it to show, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the Kohanim eat it, so that we can re-sanctify and bring our guf back to the spiritual realm. So that's what he says. Lachein imachatas hu ala zadon, if it's on the mezid, vizehu o bezadon o behelem hora'a, asher hita hu beseichel, gam kaparaso bemezbeach hapnimi, vaparoches makam haseichel. That's what he continues and says, that is why there's a difference between these two, and that's why you can't mix and match. Chatas chitzon, chatas pnimi, different symbolism, says the Meshech Chachma, and one is eaten and one is not eaten. So that's the Meshech Chachma suggestion about the two different types of averas that it is brought for, these chatos are brought for, and why one is allowed to be eaten and one is not allowed to be eaten. Okay, midine ha-mitzvah. So now let's get into the dinim of the mitzvah. So the dinim of the mitzvah are, we don't have any other halachas about the pashtus of the pasuk, which is these carbonas chadash are allowed to eat. Period. But there's another halacha, which is a whole parak in Maseches Zvachim, that's also learned out on a deeper level of understanding the pasuk. And what is that? Let's learn the halacha, and then we'll stick it back into the pasuk. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch. And I don't know, just to mention, I don't know why the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs does not mention the following halacha. Many times the Rambam, when he quotes Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes the major halachas learned out related to this mitzvah. The Rambam just quotes what we just said from the Chinuch. He quotes the pashas of the pasuk. You can't eat the meat of a carbon chatos that has his blood sprinkled inside. But the following, which the Chinuch mentions, the Rambam does not mention. Not exactly sure why. Got to think about it. B'dini HaMitzvah Basha Omer Zechonim Lavracha, says the Gemara in Zvachim, D'mikivan shenichnas dam chatos ha'necheles bo'amoid pasul. Let's say you have a carbon chatas, that's a regular carbon chatas that's supposed to be hokrav outside, and the blood is sprinkled outside, on the mizbeach hachitzon. What happens if by mistake or on purpose, for whatever reason, that blood is brought inside the heichal? Maybe there was a mix-up. It's a mix-up with the bloods. This was supposed to be, I thought you said chatas chitz pnimi, and it was really chatas chitzon. What if for some reason, the blood of a chatas, that's a regular chatas, that somebody brings for Chilul Shabbos, it goes inside the heichal by mistake, you know what? That passes the carbon. And you're not allowed to eat that meat. That's the additional level, that's called the perek dam chatas in Zvachim. Talks all about this. That's the halacha. V'lamdu lo marke mizeh mikra. And this is what's learned out from the pasuk. Because what does the pasuk say? V'chol chatas asher yuva midama. Any chatas that its blood is brought. Not just the pashtus that it's supposed to be brought. But if it's not supposed to be brought, it was brought by Avera, lo se'achel. That carbon cannot be eaten. Right? That is the additional halacha that is learned out from this din. The davka shenichnas, let's just finish the paragraph and we'll talk more about it. The davka shenichnas derach shara heichal kamosha kasev yuva, and it's only, says the chinuch based on the Gemara, it's only if it's brought in the front door. If it's brought in the door of the heichal straight in, that's called an entrance. Klomar derech bia. That's to be regular straight in. Avalim hechniso bepishpesh o derech halon. Let's say it went through the window, went through some other way to get into the heichal, o gag, or went through the roof, eno nifsal. Delav derech biahu. The problem isn't having it in the heichal, it's going into the heichal. And therefore, if it gets into the heichal some other unusual way, it's not a problem. We have this elsewhere. For example, when we know, tumas ohel. Tumas ohel only applies by two areas. Right? What creates ohel? If a dead insect is in a house, that doesn't make the whole house tummy. Right? What makes the whole house tummy? Only two things. Number one is mace. Mace, if a dead body is in a house, and the kohanim have to run out. Because they can't be the same roof, and also a mitzora. A mitzora also creates tumas ohel. What happens if a mitzora walks into a house backwards? So the Gemara says it's not considered to be it's not matami ba'ohel. If he goes in and if he stays there, there might be a different reason why. But if he walks in backwards and he walks right out, there's no tumas ohel because that's not called a knisa. So you have sometimes, it's not just the result of having the item there, but it's the maisa. But either way, this is the halacha of dam chata shenichnas, the dam that goes in incorrectly, so it is pasul. Interesting, Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Yud asks, why do we say it's pasul? Don't we have a principle, lo yehe tafel chomer min ha'ikr? If you have something that goes and goes into even a more holy spot, why should that pasul it? If something goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, okay, there's a psul yotze. It's a fascinating question. If something goes into a more holy spot that ruins it, why does that ruin it? It should, okay, now it's even more kadosh. You should treat it as more kadosh. But the halach is that ruins it. And Tosas of Yudim Abay says, why isn't this like, we know you're allowed to shecht the carbon shlamim anywhere in the Azara. What happens if you shecht the carbon, what if the enemy is attacking, the Gemara talks about, and you go into the heichal to shecht the shlamim, next to the menorah. Is that okay? The halacha is yes. You're allowed to do that. Because the Gemara says, if you're allowed to shecht it in the Azara, you should have to shecht it in the heichal, it's even more holy. So ask Tosfos of Yudim Abay, why don't you say the same thing here? You have the blood going in, so why should that pass on the carbon? Right, if the blood goes out, it should pass on the carbon. Says Tosfos, lo dummy, lo had da amr shlomim sheshachta beheichal ksheros, lo yeitav v'chomer min ikr. He says, no. He says, you don't usually say that kal v'chomer just because it's more holy. Why? Tosfos says, because by the shchita of the shlomim, it says there, yishach the shlomim at the door of the ohel moed. So it makes sense to say that the Torah is saying, at the door, in the ohel moed, surely is okay. Here it doesn't say anything about the door of the ohel moed. It just says, you have to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. So it has no connection to the inside. More holy doesn't mean better. The Baalei Mussar say, you know what you learn from this halacha? right, learns from this halacha, that doesn't always mean that, oh, it's greater because they're more kadosh. No, everybody has a certain tafkid in life. This blood has the tafkid of being on the outer mizbeach. This blood has the tafkid of being on the inner mizbeach. Everybody has their unique tafkid. It's not that anybody is more kadosh and less kadosh. And if we try to overshoot, we try to go to the more kadosh spot, and that's not my spot, so then I'm pasul myself. That's what you learn from this halacha. It's not just more kadosh is better. So this is the sugya of Dam Chadas. Just one more point related to that of the concept of lo yehe tafel chamer min ha'ikar, which is the question Tosfos asked in Zachan Daf Yudim Abayis. Why didn't you say, right, it should be just the opposite, that the going in shouldn't pasul it? So if Yosef Engel, if you want to look it up, if Yosef Engel in Lechach Tov, in the last piece in Lechach Tov, in Klal Yuzayin says, do you ever find tafel chamer min ha'ikar? Do you ever find that? Do you ever find the secondary? So the secondary is even stronger than the ikkers. This is one example. What Tosfos quotes is, Chamerman, could you say that the Azara, in the Azara, it's kosher? If you go into the Heichal, which is more holy, it's pasul. Right? So it seems like the Tafel, the Azara, is Chamer, is more stringent than the ikker. So he quotes 17, 18, Kedakah Bakodesh, examples in Chazal where you find this. Just to quote two, there's a big discussion, we'll get to this, by Hashem, hopefully in Parshas Kedoshim, it's a big discussion if somebody causes somebody else to do an Isser Durabanan, helps them to do an Isser Durabanan, do they violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa? Right, I give somebody a piece of Treif Durabanan. So do I violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa? So there's a discussion, the Mechatz Chinuch himself has a discussion later on. Said the Yosef Engel, it can't be. If I cause somebody to do a Durabanan, I'm going to get a Daraisa. The Iker problem is the person who did the Avera. So of course they're going to be stronger than me. So therefore if he only gets an Issa Durabanan, there's no way I'm going to get an Issa Daraisa. One example. He says this many examples. Or he talks about whether anybody involved in an interest case, in a ribis case, gets Malkus. So Allah is even the Malve, the one who lends, does not get Malkus. So if that's true, says the Rishonim, that even all the other people who are involved, who get the Aveira, we discussed this, the signer, and the co-signer, and the sofer, all of them get the Aveira of ribis, of interest, still they wouldn't be able to get Malkus. But you find this in various places. Just to quote one other, and then we will continue. And that is, we know in Hilcha Shabbos, we mentioned this in past Bishul Shiurim, am I allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos? The halacha is, one is allowed to cook in the sun, if it's directly in the sun, because that's not called derech bishul. The definition of bishul on Shabbos is bishul be'esh, or anything that has the halachic status of esh. The sun, even though it's the ultimate fire, the ball of fire, that's not called esh. But the halacha is told us esh. If I cook in something that was cooked by the sun, that's also derabanan. So if I cook on the sidewalk that was cooked in the sun, I cook in sand that was cooked in the sun, this is Rabbanan. Even though, theoretically, if I could figure out a case that I could just purely cook in the sun, then that would be mutter. And the Gemara there in Shabbos says, this is an example of Yafek Koach HaBen Mikoach HaAv. It's an example of the sun, S-O-N, being stronger than the father, than the son, S-U-N. But that is the that's an example, also belongs to this discussion about Tafel, Chamor, Minha Iker. Okay, let us continue. V'hu adin, next paragraph. But we know, just keep it clear, the pashas of the pasuk is that any carbon chatas that's supposed to be burned totally and have its blood brought inside, now let's eat those. Secondary level is any chatas that's supposed to be brought outside and by mistake or on purpose, somehow its blood is brought inside, so then that passes the carbon and there's also an issue to eat that meat. That's the similarity between the two. The Hu Adin, next paragraph, L'chatos ha'nisrafos. Going back to the earlier ones, the chatos nisrafos, the burn chatos, shemazin daman b'mizbech apnimi, that have to have their blood sprinkled on the inner mizbech, shemhiklus daman l'fnim en aparoches, dezeo kodesh ha'kadashim shepsulin. What if the blood that's supposed to be brought into the, sprinkled in the heichal, is for some reason brought into the kodesh kadashim? So you can't eat it anyway, but that passels the whole carbon. You have to bring another carbon. Because once something goes into the wrong spot, even more internal, even more holy, that ruins everything. So even the blood of the chatos pnimi that goes into the kodesh kadashim and passels it, shegam bahen ani kore, because also about them I could say, v'kol chatos asher yuva midama pnima, shemakam ze pnima lamkomanhu. This place is the pnimi, then its regular spot. So it's not allowed to go in. How often do we go into the kodesh kadashim? How often are we allowed to go in? So the pashtus is once a year. Once a year in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go in. The Gra already noted, we've mentioned this in past Shiurim, unbelievable pickup by the Gra. The Gra notes that if you look in the whole Avoda, in the beginning of Achremos, the entire Avoda, which is the Avoda's Yom Kippurim, that's the laning on Yom Kippur morning, Yom Kippur is not mentioned until the very end. The entire avodah is mentioned, and then Yom Kippur is mentioned all at the end. You do this every day on Yom Kippur. Says the Gra, you know what I think? I think this is talking to Aaron, right? Acharei Shnei Bnei Aaron, he's talking to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen had the ability to go into the Kodesh Kodashim any day that he wanted, as long as he did this avodah. Every other Kohen is in a different realm. He's only allowed to go in once a year on Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen was on the level that every day was like Yom Kippur. And he could go in any single day. That's why it doesn't mention Yom Kippur the entire time. Bezos, what's the pasuk? Bezos Yavar Aaron Ala Kodesh. With this avodah, Aaron could go in. No limits. With this, see, he went in, Bezos Yavar Aaron Ala Kodesh, whenever he wanted. Why was he allowed to go in? Oh, that's the Gra. The Meshech Chachma was Mosif, that why was he allowed to go in? He's allowed to go in because during the Midbar, the Anani HaKavod rested constantly on the Ohel Moed. So it was like Yom Kippur when we bring down the Anani HaKavod through the Ketores, so bring down the Shekhinah, so that mitzis, that reality existed every day in the time of Aaron HaKohen. So that is why Aaron was allowed to go in every single day if he would have wanted to. He has to go in once a year. He has to go in on the 10th of Tishrei. But every other Kohen Gadol only is allowed to go in once. So those are the only times that anyone was allowed into the Kodesh Kodashim, other than the Mishnayos talk about at the end of Seder Kodashim, if there's something broken in there. Let's say there's a tile that needs to be fixed. I don't know, maybe the Kohen Gadol caught it out of the corner of his eye when he's there on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara talks, the Mishnayos talk about how they used to lower people in boxes with little openings to be able to see exactly where they weren't able to look at the Kruvim. Even though, right, they were going in there, and they were able to fix whatever they had to be fixed. Again, I assume that they were never in there. They were never in there except the Yom Kippurs. I guess that's when the Kohen Gadol looked around to see if there was anything that needed fixing. And if they needed fixing, they also went in that day, and under those circumstances. But other than that, nothing in the Kodesh Kodashim. And that is why the halacha is, if blood goes in, that passes the carbon, even a chatas pnimi. Finishing up, v'noeg iser achilas chatas pnim b'kohanim, this iser applies to the kohanim, v'odin l'chol adam, or really anybody. If anybody eats this meat, that the carbon became nifsal, shedera klal nemer lo sochal, v'yover v'achem en a kezayis. Look, if you eat meat from a carbon that had his blood go in, one gets malchus. Just, there is a machlokas that the Minchas Chinuch mentions in Os Hay. Is it just the fact of bringing the blood in, or do I have to do a sprinkling inside to ruin it? That's a machlokas in the Tanaim. Is it just, I just bring it over the threshold, boom, that passes the carbon? Other Tanaim say no. You have to do an avoda, do a zrika inside. That's what ruins it. That's what he says in Osei. V'nei b'achnasol ha'echol below zarak, inifsal hadami plukta. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah on daf pei base. And then he says in the next paragraph, and he says, obvious, if according to the one who says you need to do a zrika, it's got to be in a proper spot. You can't walk into the heichal and then do, if you need the zrika, you got to do the zrika to create the problem. You have to do the zrika on the zbeach. You can't just do the zrika on the floor. That's meaningless. It means you have to do a proper zrika inside, which is usher for you to do. That's what is the problem. Then in the next paragraph, he wonders, do you have to do every zrika or just some of the zrikas? But that is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch, how many one needs, according to the opinion that one has to do zrikos to create this problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with B'ezras Hashem, and in the coming days with the other karbanos. We just chatas, we got to do asham, we got to do shlamim, and the others coming up.